And now, another light skin moment with your host, Justin.
And welcome back to another light skin moment with your boy, Rhyme Over Reason, Jay Treasy, and Jay Trill. And of course, I couldn't do the show without my main man, Rodimus Prime. Say what's up to the people, Rod.
What's up, Trill?
Not much, man. Glad to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Well, you definitely were missed, man.
Well, you know, been having fun out here being light-skinned, getting on these hoes, talking about my pretty eyes and shit like that.
Right. They call you Bay Trill in these streets now.
Hey, well, you know, I did just add another bay to the team. That pilot lifestyle is real.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do, man.
So, you know, I welcome her aboard.
Yeah. Is that just a light skinned man that you can even like have that many women, or just anybody can do that?
I can't speak for all light skinned people. Mm. You know what I mean? Right. Some brothers are too sensitive and don't like the show, including themselves. So, you know, it's just a personal preference for me.
Okay. Understood, man. Well, handle your business.
Yep. So today, though, while we're here, I saw an interesting story. You know, dark-skinned people are always trying to save the world and save the community. You know what I mean? I ain't saving nothing. If anything, 911 with the quickness. I'm going to hide in the closet something. You know what I mean? Right. You can't bruise the face. Not the face, baby. Not the face. Anything but the face.
Yeah.
But I ran across the interesting article that I definitely thought my dark-skinned brothers would enjoy. And it's the story of about a man named Batman.
Well,
that's what they call him. It's a resident that's called the nickname in the community of Detroit. They call him Batman. But let's go ahead and listen to the article or the story so we can clue the people in on who we're talking about.
All right.
One man who is determined to make a difference.
He is a citizen committed to his community. Tonight, 7 Action News reporter Ronnie Dahl introduces us to the Detroit street watcher known as Batman.
Detroit street watchers, neighborhood street watch.
Just about any day of the week, and Walter Batman Gildersleeve could be spotted patrolling this West Detroit neighborhood.
Making sure no one is in none of these abandoned houses, taking back our street, our community.
Armed with street smarts, a gun, and a heart full of passion, Batman cruises the streets. His focus? The overwhelming number of abandoned homes, havens for crime.
We do not want anyone in any of these abandoned houses. We are Detroit street watchers. And this is what we do.
Where's his mask? I mean, has he seen Batman?
Hey, I don't know. I don't think he truly grasped the concept that people shouldn't know who he is, literally.
Right, for his family's sake.
So for those, because I know they do talk a lot, but they don't describe him. So let me describe it. It's a man riding around in a van with a microphone attached to it like you would an ice cream truck. In all black. And he's talking through his speakerphone that he custom made in his van. Looking like Zimmerman out here in his wannabe cop bad boy uniform patrolling the neighborhood.
Right. Like, first of all, I feel like anywhere but Detroit, he would be the one to get shot.
Right. In theory, he should be patrolling the neighborhood of Beverly Hills, keeping black people out of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
Detroit don't even have a mayor to have his back.
Right. Like, who, if anything, it's almost like self-hate. Like, he hate his own people.
Right.
Because obviously it's no jobs or anything else. What else they got to do in Detroit but commit crime?
So Uncle Ruckus shit.
Shouts out to Spam.
Taking back our community. Making sure we keeping the scums out of abandoned houses.
Before entering, Walter G. announces who he is and lets possible trespassers know he is packing heat.
Detroit Street Watchers Watch Group. Neighborhood Street Watch. If anyone is in here, I'm coming in. I am a CPL license carrier, which means I'm armed.
A few years ago, while patrolling near a school.
So, but it's not his property.
Right.
And he's not a police officer. He can run up into other people's property with a gun?
Well, you know, he don't like homeless people, apparently.
Yeah.
And he don't want them having a roof over their head. Typical dark skin stuff, man. You know, hate everybody.
Right.
It's not just light skin people. You know, typically dark skin brothers hate everybody, including the disenfranchised and homeless. And he's not happy about them having a roof. So he out here keeping the streets safe.
Walter Batman. The name stuck. He doesn't wear a cape, and he's not a hero on the big screen, but he is a hero to those in this neighborhood.
We got a real man out here protecting the streets.
Do you feel safer?
Yes.
And this is a neighborhood where the streets can be tough.
What don't you see over here? Killing, chases, fights, robberies, and stealing. Cars, stealing cars, all that.
Did he say he said killing first or stealing? I feel like he said stealing twice.
He did, and he said chase is.
Yeah.
But he never said you see the police here.
Right, because they ain't coming.
Man, this is Detroit. This is what happened.
And Batman is on the front lines. He videotapes his encounters and posts them on YouTube. A regular guy giving a voice to residents too afraid to talk. He stands up to drug dealers.
We are street patrol. You are dope dealers. You are being warned.
And thieves.
Right now, you in the act. I can have you here till the police get here.
He does it because he cares.
Do these niggas actually stay?
Well, I mean, he does have a gun.
And he says, I can have you here till the police get here.
Yep. Citizens
what is
arrest.
That, 2-3 hours?
Citizens arrest. And he said we. He yeah. He's by himself.
Holding the camera. He's holding his phone filming it, but not his gun.
And here's the other part, man. He doing this for free. He could be at work. He could be right. Out. He could be out making a difference being a role model.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he would rather be out patrolling poor disenfranchised people, the homeless. And like, no, y'all bothering me. I want you out the neighborhood. Where they going to go? Because they can't go to the white community.
Right.
But you know, he dark skinned. He just got all the
got all the
solutions.
Right.
And because he can't forget.
I remember it was a search a few years ago for a baby girl named Bianca. I got into that search for her. And I got real emotional and we never found her. And I never gave up.
Bianca Jones was just 2 years old when she went missing. Her father was convicted of her murder, but the little girl's body has never been found. Batman believes she and others are out here. Someone just has to find them.
I don't want to come in here and find a dead body, but if I did, that's somebody who was found. Somebody is found now.
Batman got on a wave cap underneath his hat, though.
And has he not watched The Walking Dead?
Right.
Does he not know that babies go first?
Yeah.
What is he thinking? They eat the babies first.
I just like that his waves is fresh underneath that.
How a family can have a peace.
So he gives up his time to keep watch until the day he doesn't have to.
We have to get involved. It's just that simple. And I'm not going to stop. I care for Detroit. I want to see the city come back.
Batman doesn't consider himself a vigilante, but a man with a passion to make a difference. In Detroit, Ronnie Dahl, 7 Action News.
All right, thanks a lot, Ron.
Amazing.
Well, I know you would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
One dark-skinned brother out here trying to make a difference.
Yeah, you know, me personally, I don't care about the community, so I could never see me doing that. So good for him, though.
But when is he going to actually stop some crime? Mm. Like, why is he out here just harassing people, threatening to shoot them with a gun? And the police love it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the amazing part is that the police was like, oh, he wanted to shoot other black people. Okay, yo, go ahead. Roam the streets.
Can't do that shit for, like you said, Beverly Hills or, you know, if he was up in wine country. He wouldn't be able to just go to people's house. This is a abandoned house. Also, I like where he goes, we are this and you are drug dealers. Yeah. Like the drug dealers go, what? Hold up.
I don't like these accusations, sir.
But Black Dynamite, I sell drugs to the community.
That is slanderous at best. And I got guns too. Like what happens then?
You are a thief and I am holding you hostage.
Yeah, but I salute Walter Batman. Gildersleeve. I wish him much success.
Me too.
I hope he finds that little girl so maybe he can get some peace at night. I really would wish they would have listed how many crimes he saw, but probably none. But at least that one resident feels safe. And the other guy's like, well, you know, people still fight and there's still chases out here and people still steal. But, you know, at least he's trying. So I salute him.
Good for him.
How
man.
Do you feel okay with him out there roaming the streets? No,
I don't.
Suppose he was roaming the streets of Charlotte right now.
I wouldn't feel comfortable at all.
Yeah, want him to stop. Yeah. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
And before we go, as always, you know, we got to give some inspiration of the week. And I actually have two. First is, fellas, check the Thread account. These chicks out here posting pictures on Instagram. Sheets be looking like cardboard in these pics.
Yeah.
Talking about I'm a boss.
Mattress on the ground.
Right. But if you're a boss, you know your Thread account is extra soft. Right. So check the Thread account with these. Ask her to be like, take a picture of your Thread account and your picture.
Right.
And before you make any decisions about sending her pictures, inviting her to host an event, anything like that. Sheets be so hard, make you feel like you're sitting on a church pew.
Right.
And then last but not least, don't wear your woman's panties so that you can feel closer to her unless she's into that sort of thing.
I mean, what if you Dwayne Wade and you and your girl wear the same outfits anyway?
Just not her panties.
Oh, okay.
You could, you know what I mean?
So you gotta wear boxes, but boxes don't really go well with capris.
Just don't wear your woman's panties.
Okay.
Just don't do it. That's the best thing I can tell you.
All right.
Church. And we out.